even though you didn't win the game, can you appreciate the fact that your base running helped set up three runs in the seventh inning to put you ahead?
Can absolutely appreciate that. Appreciate the Fighters Club. You know, gosh, down 4-1, you know, answered 4-2. Then base running was a big part of it. You know, Harrison hustles down the line. You know, Edmund takes the bag. You know, guys ran the bases really well. Gave us an opportunity with the to bring it home. Took the lead back. Some clutch hitting Eddie, two strike it off the bench, and then you know, dealing with a two strike knock the other way. You know, just great at bats and gave us a chance. Fought their tails off. That's what winners do.
It strikes me that both Lester and Kim had stretches in the summertime that were important for you. Kim won 5 in a row, late June, early most of July, and then Lester won 5 in August and September down the stretcher. How have you seen their contributions?
Very important. You know, unfortunately, KK has had his year, you know, derailed, you know, with some setbacks. But when he was able to get consistent work, and he was really, really good, you know, grabbed a big 5 game for us. And you know, Lester's been tremendous as well. So, you know, those guys have been big contributors to our club. Though KK did a fantastic job of still that game down tonight. Gave us a chance and two clean innings and came back and rewarded it. And Willie was good in the eighth and, you know, close walk. And you know, Pat put a swing on it to you know, give them the opportunity to win a game.
It's only 3 losses in 24 games. When you think about that for a second, what do you think?
That this one still hurt a little bit, but appreciative for their overall body of work and how the guys are getting after it regardless of circumstance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Mike, I know you just touched on KK a little bit there, but the versatility and his adaptability, I think, that he's showed throughout the year in multiple roles. When you're looking to pitch together a postseason roster, how much do those traits come into play?
It's good to have, you know, Wayne said this years ago, it's good to have guys that can pitch irrespective of a situation. And, you know, playoff baseball is about just that. It's clearly not scripted. You know, we'll have to the opportunity to use the guys that are, you know, we put in the best spot available. But it's good to have a lot of guys that can carry and pitch in multiple roles that can help you win baseball games. And KK has definitely been able to support that for us.
How do you think he's adapted to how he's been used in September? I mean, he's had some injuries. He goes from the rotation to the bullpen and seemingly has been able to take it all in stride.
He's a complete pro. He's a very much team-oriented guy. I know he's been, you know, has some frustration with not being able to get out there as consistent as like, and then, you know, just didn't have an opportunity. You know, we're in a balancing act with him, whether to build him up or get him out of the pen, but we had some stability in our rotation. It would take it a while to build him back up to start, so we didn't feel like we had the time and we had the need in the pen, and he was able to understand what that was and be a good teammate.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Mike, what has Tommy meant to this team over the season, especially as a stolen base threat? I mean, that, he's 30 for him on the year. It's the first time a Cardinal's done that in quite a while. What is he – impress you in him going to that number and just the overall body of work he's on the base pass this year?
Eddie's been a tremendous asset for us. He's a winning player. We saw that in 19 when he first came up. Big player for us last year. I mean, this guy, talk about carrying the mail last year. You know, all those doubleheaders, guy answered the bell. He's played a lot this year. He's a good player. You know, he studies his craft. He's got skill set to beat you. He can beat you with his legs, beat you with his glove, beat you both sides of the bat. And that was on display tonight. But, you know, he's clearly got speed, but he's also smart and he's got a great combination. He's got a feel for the game and he's got no fear. He's willing to be aggressive and trust himself, which is a great trait in a winning player.
Paul Goldschmidt is someone you talk a lot about, someone who just knows when to take a bag, the appropriate, what a pitcher's giving him, what a catcher's giving him. Tommy and him obviously play next to each other, you know, seem to be mentors to each other. Is that something that kind of has rubbed off from Paul to someone like Tommy and someone around the clubhouse who's looking to take a bag and just be smart on the base pass like that?
I think it's a communal thing. I think some guys are probably more instinctual with it than others. I think Eddie and Goldie's had those instincts. As long as I've known them, they hone them as we go. Then they learn and talk and communicate and share what they see. And I do feel like that other guys, pretty much most of our guys are are gravitating towards some of those looks and some of the feel for what that looks like and the opportunities that are present themselves. Be ready for it and seize it.
Back to Commish.
How did it feel with that first full house sellout of the season tonight?
That was great. The crowds have been wonderful. You know, it was interesting because they've been great all season, but it really, really, there was some passion in the crowd, even more so in that Dodger series. And could feel it that Dodger series and kept it over in that Cincinnati series. And I got to tell you, it's amazing to play in this place. This place rocks, and I'm excited for postseason baseball here. But it's great to have a full house in Busch Stadium. There's really few things that are better than that.